Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today, the 21st of June, 2026. Again, there are so many instruments of heavens sounding with different music. Any time I am not concentrated enough on God's word, I will try to re-record all what was told from our conversation. First of all, Baba said, the world beings love you. And then, next one, when I drift off again, some music comes to me to refresh me. God said, world peace is here. And I drifted off again, and the music sounded again to keep me on the track of concentration with God's word. Another one of God's revelation is, world peace is yours. And I drifted off, and then music came up again, and God's words were, your love for beings in this world will save it. Oh, thank God. Thank God Almighty. The world people, the world beings should all love you, love you, love you, love you alone. Because you're the only one that makes everything happen. Even though I'm not as good of an instrument as I should be. I am sorry, forgive me, sir. My body doesn't always listen to what I want it to do. Before any conversation takes place between God and myself, or between the kings or some saints and sages and myself, I always ask all the gods to protect my environment so that I will receive only the truth. And I have also warned all the bad beings that anyone who faked the glory of God's name, affects any names of benevolent kings and saints and sages, will be burned in hell forever, or be annihilated and exist no more. It's very difficult to catch the words from God, the saints and sages. They make it difficult for me. They don't just talk like I talk to you now, but I'm only allowed to pick up letters to see the words of God, all saints and sages and good kings, one by one.
The whole world karma is really something. It really limits you in many different ways.
And that also makes your mind tired. So I have to really concentrate all my might with whatever the body can afford, whatever the body is able to do. And so sometimes short conversation can be very long and tiring because I have to be in the highest possible a spiritual domain, and at the same time I have to be in the physical realm. It is a challenge to keep the balance. So I do hope that you really appreciate what I can convey from God's talk, from God's words. But I'm glad I could record them in a more restful way, because writing, like I jotted it down before, it would have been more difficult, because I cannot have the light on. Every time I turn the light on, the connection is disrupted, and I have to use much effort to regain the connection with heavenly beings, with kings and saints and sages, and especially God. Even if I'm one with God, I still need to be present-minded in the physical body, and that makes things less easy. I hope you understand, and I hope I was clear for you to understand. I thank God immensely because I could still be the good instrument on earth, and all this technological, high-tech instrument that can help me to convey His sacred words to you all, whoever still believes and tries to listen. Life is simple, okay? Just love God, worship God, pray to God, praise God, and live according to His will, which is simple. Love God with all your might. Not that God needs you to love Him, but is immeasurably good for you. And treat others as well as you treat yourself. If you don't want to be killed, murdered, tormented in any way, then don't do all that to others. Very simple, okay? Love God, rely on God, pray to God. Any minute of your life that you can remember, and treat all beings, not just humans, all beings, the way you would like to be treated. Love others the way you want to be loved. Respect others the way you want to be respected. Very simple. Love God with all your might. Treat others, all other beings, the way you want to be treated. Yes. Then your life will be in a peaceful condition, a comfortable position, and you'll be in heaven after you die. We have the king's conversations with me, but body-wise, I'm still not in such a condition to talk about it, because previously I just recorded some words, some sentences here and there. It's like you would jot down some short notes to remind yourself of some focused point of the conversation. Thus, if I want to tell you, I still need to reorganize them and connect them together to make it an understandable kind of speech for you. God is very lenient and merciful. So even today, I don't have any appointment with any faraway kings who would like to see and talk to me. I try my best, and I have begged God that world peace, world safety, and people's wellness are foremost in my mind. So please, I still can handle it. So if you can, every day or whenever possible, please arrange or allow me to talk to the faraway kings, because it takes them a long journey to come to planet Earth and talk to me. So yesterday, God let me talk to one king. Oh no, maybe not yesterday, some days ago. All right, whatever I can do, I do it all for you. So just please be patient. I just have been given too much work, so I can't just do it all in one day. I thank you, all of you, my wonderful teams, for taking good care of yourselves with your combined efforts. So my editing time would be less, and so I could work with you more easily than when we were beginning our Supreme Master Television. Otherwise, if it continues like that, it's impossible for me to survive. Thank you again, all of you. A lot of merit for what you're doing, and God loves you. God loves you immensely. God loves you forever. I love you the same. Be loved, be blessed, be happy that you're doing a great job that not many people can do. I'm so proud of you. Glad to work with you. Always.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.